This is the Paper Planes podcast, where we take a deep dive into some of the week's most notable business and marketing stories and interview high-performing business leaders and marketing professionals to find out their lessons for success.
Welcome to the Paper Planes podcast, episode number 69, and this one is going to be a little bit different. This isn't one of our interview episodes. This is one of those ones where I talk about something specific for about 10 to 15 minutes, and this time we're going to talk about LinkedIn. And the reason we're going to talk about LinkedIn is I learned a couple of things about LinkedIn in the last few weeks that I wanted to share with people. And the other reason I want to talk about LinkedIn is because it is such a powerful tool for growing your business and contacting and connecting with new people and new business opportunities. Now, the first thing I'm going to say about LinkedIn is please, 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 if anybody is out there teaching you to send those random reach out messages and connections where you say to people, we seem to have a lot of people in common and we could probably help out each other's businesses, then I'm going to say to you, everybody sees through that bollocks. Do not do it. It is a horrific, horrible way to introduce yourself to a complete and utter stranger. And you wouldn't do it on the street and you wouldn't do it, you know, at a party. So please don't feel that LinkedIn is the place to start suggesting that you can help each other's business out when the reality is all you're trying to do is find new customers. We know that. So stop doing it, bad people. And what I'm not going to also talk about today is all the things on LinkedIn that people should be doing anyway, which is number one, stop having a horrific photo in your profile. So have a decent photo in your profile. I'm not going to talk about making sure that all the stuff on your profile is up to date, is well written, that you have a background photo, blah, 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 blah. All the things that if you're using LinkedIn, you should be doing probably anyway. All right. So, you know, let's not go down that road. What I am going to talk about is four things that you may already know. And if you do, wow, you're a better LinkedIn user than me. But I am fairly new to these things, and I just wanted to share them. The first one is something someone talked to me about the other week, about the concept of having a LinkedIn pods, which is finding some people that you are close to, work with, not necessarily in the same company, but people that you're connected with and you know well, where you are constantly making comments and liking and sharing their statuses. And what this apparently does, and I haven't tested this out, so don't hold this against me if it doesn't work, but what this apparently does is it manipulates the LinkedIn algorithm a little bit to give those posts a bit more of a boost. So find a pod of people all in different businesses, potentially in different industries, who you can do this with, and start commenting on each other's posts. So when you see their post, when you log in, make a comment on it, like it, share it, whatever. So that's LinkedIn pods. And I'm actually going to give that a try in the next few weeks. So I may come back and let you know whether that worked or it didn't work. One of the things that did work was an idea that I actually saw Gary V going on about. And this is called his $1.80 tactic. And basically what he's saying is every day, get on LinkedIn and make 90 comments on relevant posts sharing your 2 cents. So that's 90 times 2 cents, which of course gets to $1.80. Boom chish. Nice one, Gary. But the point of that is that you will start becoming substantially more visible. Now, I tried to do 90 posts in one day and I got to about 9 and then got bored. I just get distracted doing something else. But what I would say to you is that even doing 9 posts, and I searched the hashtag digital marketing. So I went hashtag digital marketing and started making comments on posts that other people had been talking about digital marketing. I actually started getting some new contacts, new people, and good new people, business people around the world that wanted to connect and wanted to be part of my LinkedIn group. So that was just after 9 posts. So I can imagine if you're doing 90 every day, you are going to turn yourself pretty much into a Gary V type person. But I would say is that if you're going to do that, then obviously these people are going to want to hear from you. They're going to want to see you sharing things. So That's the $1.80 strategy. The third thing is a cool little thing that someone showed me the other week that you can do on the LinkedIn app on your phone. And this was something I didn't realize was available. But if you go to your LinkedIn app and you click the second icon in on the right-hand side on the bottom, which is the little contacts icon, and you'll see a page there with your view connections, pending invitations, and all the people that you might know in similar roles. The interesting one that you want to press on is the find nearby, which should have a bracket around it that says off. So what you do is you click onto that, and what it would do is as soon as that's on, it will find people who are nearby you who are also on LinkedIn. Now, that's only good if they're actually on that page at the same time. So what I would suggest is to do is that if you're a networking event and you're perhaps leading the networking event or you're in charge of the networking event or whatever it is get everybody to jump on this page at the same time, because then everybody at that event can connect with each other straight away in one go. It is very, very powerful if you're doing small groups, if you're doing big groups as well. The connect with people nearby is a great tool. And my fourth and final thing for today, which is something that I did a while back and actually took me quite a while to get my way through it, was to download my entire contact list off LinkedIn. Now, you do this quite easily. You go into your My Network page and you'll see all of your connections listed out there. And from there, you connect. There's a little button on the right-hand side that says Manage, Synced, and Imported Contacts. So you click on that button there. This will take you through to another page that says Manage your Contacts. And again, on the right-hand side, there's a little button there that says Export Contacts. And this will take you to a page within your profile page, the privacy page, and it allows you to download in a CSV file all of your contact information. So if you decide to want to shut LinkedIn, but you still want to keep all your contacts, this is where you would go first. But importantly, you can actually download all of their email addresses. So if you want to download everybody's contact details, it includes those who've added email addresses into their contacts. If you then want to put those into your newsletter, you can send everybody that you've connected with on LinkedIn a newsletter. Now, obviously, I'm going to stress to you all that there is a spam issue there and that all those people may not appreciate getting a newsletter from you. However, if the newsletter is important or it's interesting and so on, then they probably will. So be careful when you do that. It's not something that you just want to start doing willy-nilly and sending people all sorts of information that they don't want. Just be careful that you're sending stuff out to them that they're actually interested in. So look, those are my four kind of LinkedIn tips that hopefully you didn't know any of them, and then that's something that you've learned. And maybe you knew some of them, but you didn't know the others. And again, hopefully that's been useful to you. So yeah, look, that's my short little podcast for today about LinkedIn pods, the Gary V $1.80 strategy, the nearby button on your LinkedIn app, and then the downloading your contacts information. That's pretty much it from me. Just a reminder that if you are on iTunes, then please rate and review this podcast. We would really appreciate that. And of course, this will go without saying that I would like you to come and connect with me on LinkedIn. So come and find me, Simon Dell, on LinkedIn and request a connection, and I'll be happy to do so. And finally, I better give him credit. So Jonathan Clark, director, 8th Mile Consulting, he was the man who taught me the little nearby button on the app. So thanks, Jono, for that one. And we'll see you in the next episode.